We've heard a lot about the long-term symptoms that sometimes come along with COVID-19, including fatigue, brain fog, and shortness of breath. But there's another delayed effect that's not as well known. It's called parosmia, a disorder that can make food smell and taste rancid. From Maine Public Radio, Patty White reports on a condition that doesn't have a lot of treatment options.
Picture your next meal and all the choices you have. Not only the foods, but the flavors. The options can seem endless, but that's not the case for 18-year-old Molly Baker of Heartland, Maine.
The past like month or two, probably all I've eaten is like bread, condiments, pasta, and sauce, really, and avocado.
Right now, those are the only foods Baker can stomach. Everything else smells and tastes bad, not just mildly unpleasant, rotten. Toothpaste is what first tipped her off that something was wrong. It was back in March when Baker was a freshman in college. She had just bought a new tube and figured it was a different flavor that just didn't sit well with her.
And then I got a hamburger like at my dining hall and I took a bite into it and it tasted like awful, like garbage or something. But I was just like, oh, like that's college dining hall food. Ha ha ha. But then in my head, I was kind of like, this tastes the same as my toothpaste. That's so strange.
A few months before, Baker tested positive for COVID-19. She says it was a relatively mild case. She had fatigue and some loss of smell. Then a few months later, her sense of smell and taste became distorted. The day after she tried to eat the burger in the dining hall, she ordered a pizza. It smelled so bad, she had a friend take it away. Most food now has the same awful odor.
Yeah, it's really like if you picture yourself kind of like if you go to the dump or something to drop off your trash, and it's just like, oh, like that's unpleasant for like 5 minutes, but it's like three times as intense as that, but like for more than 5 minutes.
It's an experience that's shared by 43-year-old Amy Bacanza Rogers of Raymond, Maine. In January, she had a mild case of COVID-19. She lost her sense of taste and smell temporarily, then got them back. But about a month later, she started to notice a lingering odor. First, she thought it might be household cleaners, maybe her shampoo. Then food started to make her gag. It smelled and tasted rancid.
I was bringing home a pizza for my family on a Friday night and had to open all my windows in my car. I had to like plug my nose and I threw it out of my car when I got home. And when I put it on the table, I immediately went upstairs. Like I had a total breakdown. Like I was like, there's something wrong with me. I can't figure it out.
Rogers has consulted doctors and had a battery of tests. One was a scratch and sniff smell test. Out of 45 samples, she says she could identify two, cinnamon and mint. She had a camera put down her nose to rule out inflammation as a cause. Rogers hasn't gotten a definitive answer, but smell distortion, also called parosmia, is a symptom of COVID-19. Dr. George Skangus, a rhinologist at Massachusetts Eye and Ear, says even before COVID, people experienced losses or changes in smell from viruses, and he's seen an uptick during the pandemic.
And almost all of them have known that they've had COVID in the past.
It's unclear how common parosmia is among people who've had COVID-19, but the phenomenon has spawned support groups on Facebook with thousands of members. It's the subject of several studies, and a group of international researchers has formed a consortium to collect data to better understand how and why COVID-19 causes smell and taste issues. Dr. Skanga says with parosmia, it's likely that the virus damages nerves in the olfactory system.
The thought is that just those nerves do not, when they recover, they sometimes don't recover in the same way. They don't function in the same pathway that they did before. And signals can get crossed. And when signals get crossed, things that smell used to smell good can smell bad or different. It doesn't have to be bad. It can just be different.
Treatments for parosmia are elusive and not always effective. So Dr. Skangus says prevention is key. He says most people take smell and taste for granted.
It has a really big impact on quality of life. And that's something that people should consider, in my opinion, when they're thinking about, you know, things like whether or not to get the vaccine.
Molly Baker tries to remain positive about her smell distortion. Other than that, she's healthy. As for Amy Bacanza Rogers, the self-described foodie has lost more than 50 pounds. She has to remember to eat meals, and she wears a nose plug to block out odors. At home, while her daughter and husband share a cooked meal, she eats alone in an office. She says the condition is lonely.
If we're invited somewhere to like a barbecue or something, I don't go because I don't want to be rude and be like, well, your food doesn't smell good. Like, people don't really understand. It's not really your cooking. It's just, to me, it doesn't smell good and it doesn't taste. So it's not enjoyable to me.
It's more than just the enjoyment of eating that she's lost. It's sharing it with other people. For Here and Now, I'm Patty White in Lewiston, Maine.